Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's wonderful news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Nobody Fills My Heart Like Jesus. I love this song. I still sing this song often to this day. This is from my live worship recording from back in the day called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This particular song came to me on September 30th of 1992. Can you believe it's been that long? God's word says this in Matthew 5, 6 in the New American Standard Bible. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. And just what does it mean to be satisfied? Well, it means to be contented. It means to be pleased. It means to be filled up to overflowing. It means to have every need met. And that is what I found in Jesus when Jesus found me. After all, I was the lost one. He found me. I didn't find Jesus. He found me. That's awesome news in and of itself. This song came as a simple expression of joy. Now, I differentiate between joy and happiness. I just do. Happiness to me seems dependent upon my circumstances, while joy is dependent upon my realization that God is with me in and through those circumstances. Do you get that? Joy comes from just being in God's presence and understanding He's always with me. Being in relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit, I can always enjoy Jesus. Jesus Himself said it would be better for us if He went away because He would send the Holy Spirit as our comforter, as our teacher, and as our constant companion. Get this, even when I'm wrong, He still loves me. It is in His presence that I feel totally accepted and am at ease in confessing my sin and confessing my hurts. And just where can I go from His presence? He wants to walk through anything and everything with me. This makes my heart leap and overflow with love and joy towards Jesus. Now let's take a quick run through the lyrics of the song, Nobody Fills My Heart Like Jesus, before we listen to the song, and you'll understand what I believe and why I believe what I believe about joy. Does that make sense? I hope so. Verse 1 begins like this. I'd like to say, Lord, from the start, thank you for breaking through my heart. Thank you for tearing every chain apart. That lyric came because Jesus not only broke down the door of the prison of my sin, He began to break away years' worth of chains, the lies the enemy had convinced me about God and had convinced me about myself. He not only broke down the door and broke down the chains of bondage, He began to break down all the walls I had built around my heart and mind due to the lies I had believed. That's absolutely joy-inducing. Next part of the first lyric says this, when I was lost, you made a way. You turned the darkest night into day. You are my joy, and Lord, I'd like to say. And then that lyric came when I was bound up in my sin, or when I thought about being bound up in my old sin. I could see absolutely no way out. But Jesus came looking for me, and He found me. I did not find Jesus. I was the lost one. He found me. That's absolutely joy-inducing. Verse 2 begins like this. When I am weak, my Lord, you're strong. Loving me even when I'm wrong. Lord, you are my salvation and my song. That was inspired because Jesus loved me right smack dab in the middle of my sin. But He loved me enough to not leave me there wallowing in the mire of self-pity and despair. He filled my heart and He filled my mind with Jesus focus and Jesus hope. Absolutely joy-inducing. Next part of the second verse says this. Every day I'll make the choice. Just listening, following your voice. Being with you, I can't help but rejoice. That came because we are always people of choice. That was inspired by that reality. We are always people of choice. We may not get to choose our circumstances or even the things that tempt us, but we always have a choice as to how we will respond to those circumstances and how we will respond to those temptations. And with Jesus, We've been given the grace to choose wisely. That's absolutely joy-inducing. The chorus of the song simply makes this proclamation. Nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you do. Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody, Lord, but you. Jesus was and is the answer to the questions of my life. He is where I find hope. He is where I find peace. He is where I find healing. He is where I find comfort. He is where I find wisdom. He is where I find fellowship. He is where I find sanity. He is where I find the sustaining bread of life and the life-giving living water to get me through each and every day. And there is absolutely nobody else like him. Nobody. Let's declare this truth to our own souls this day.
Are you out there? Well, I'd like to say, Lord, from the start,
I hear you now.
Thank you for breaking through my heart. Thank you for tearing every chain apart. When I was lost, you made a way. You turned the darkest night.
Let's give him thanks.
I'd like to say, Lord, from the start, thank you for breaking through my heart. Oh, thank you for tearing every chain.
You tore every chain apart.
When I was lost, you made a way. You turned the darkest night to day. You are my joy and Lord.
Like Jesus,
there's no one like you.
you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Father, we do bless you. Thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you for being the reason we even exist. Thank you for giving us the joy to keep going in our lives, Father. Thank you for the grace you pour out upon us. Just thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 16, verses 8 through 11 says this, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus today, y'all. Let us merely glance at the circumstances of life, but let us fix our gaze constantly upon Jesus. He alone is our hope. He alone can save and redeem. He alone can walk with us through any fire of life. He alone is the fullness of joy. Declare this song to your own soul today and find the joy you need to take the next step toward even more joy. How do we do that? We fix our eyes upon Jesus. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, and I don't want to belabor this point, but if you don't know, I've had vocal damage to one of my vocal cords, and that's healing up very well, thank the Lord. And I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but we're getting on top of that with the medication and prayer. Since both those diagnoses, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I really need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and just consider becoming a patron? That would mean a lot to me if you do that. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors. Amazon, this is a mouthful, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, you can follow me on Instagram, and you can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like this version or MP3 of the song Nobody Fills My Heart Like Jesus from the live recording I Belong to Jesus Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, remember this, God loves you. And so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.